You're listening to Ars Protect. This week on the programme, I speak to Michael O'Boyle of Cycle Friendly Ireland and Justine Delaney of Genesis about the Galway Company's European Cycle Friendly Employer Gold Star Award. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do our text and WhatsApp line at 086-383-553, phone reception on 091-77-0077, and email arsprotect@galwaybayfm.ie. If you want more information on this initiative by IBI and Commission Amon, go on to arsprotect.ie, where you can take the Ecological Footprint Calculator. All this and a lot more topics coming up on Ars Protect. Good morning, you're listening to Ars Protect with John Morley, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the phone line and in studio by Michael O'Boyle and Justine Delaney. Michael O'Boyle is a Cycle Friendly Employer Ireland and also European Cyclist Federation Cycle Friendly Employer Certification Steering Committee member, and Justine Delaney is a Facilities Coordination and Sustainability Ambassador with Genesis here in Galway. You're both very welcome onto the programme today. Michael, I'll start with you first. Good morning. And talk to me about this incentive that ye have there for promoting cycling across businesses in the city here in Galway and across Ireland.
Yeah, good morning, John. The Cycle Friendly Employer is a European initiative. It's been active for the last 5 years across Europe, 3 years in Ireland. And really, if I split it into one sentence, it's designed to work with employers to create the European standard for a cycle-friendly workplace. And I suppose over the last 3 years, we're actually going into our fourth year now. We've seen a number of employers from small employers of 15 to 20 people, right up to our largest employer would be University College Dublin with 30,000 on campus. And they all use this same framework, this European framework that is now in Ireland. And it's a six-step framework. It's designed to work with employers over a three-year period. And at the end of that journey, that they will have what we regard as the European standard for a cycle-friendly workplace.
So what standards do they need to achieve? I know it is scaled as well.
Yeah, so it's a points-weighted system. There are six categories, and they range from obviously cycling-related facilities, but they also relate to how you communicate about cycle-related activity across the workplace, to how you communicate that you're a cycle-friendly workplace to people who visit your workplace. So there are six categories there. Each of the categories would have approximately 10 to 12 points-weighted questions. They're all, I suppose the beauty about it is that they are points weighted. So the employer sees full transparency all the way through the process of the framework, so they can see what points they have and, more importantly, what points that they don't have. The idea really is to separate what actions they have already done to the actions that they haven't done. And therefore, they can set and train which of those actions they can do over, let's say, a 3 month period, 6 month period, a 12 month, 18 months, and 36 months. So these are, it's very much a step by step process. And I think, when you talk to Justine, you'll see that, the process is, it's clear, it's there's logic in it, and there's actually a sort of route map to achieving the European standard for a cycle-friendly workplace.
Okay, we're also joined in studio by Justine Delaney of Genesis. Justine, first of all, congratulations on the Gold Star Award for the European Cycle-Friendly Employer. Why did you decide to get involved in this?
Well, I think the company... the company is sustainability is very much embedded in Genesis pillars of how we're doing business. It's one of the four pillars of us doing business, we're one of our main goals is to be carbon neutral by 2030. So like strategically and in all things that we're doing in terms of reporting and gathering data and all that kind of stuff, we're very, very on track. We're very focused on that through each quarter of each year. But I think as well, kind of local and local initiatives where we can, you know, where our employees and our clients, our customers and, you know, people we are partnering with in communities, that where they can get involved and we can be doing things together. I suppose having something like this initiative, which very much focuses on things like your facilities and communications and collaborating with other businesses, I suppose to demonstrate what a good news story this is, you know, facilitating our employees in particular to cycle if they'd like to and from work.
Mm. And what changes have you had to implement to achieve this?
Well, I suppose we're very lucky because we are in an amazing building down on the docks, Bonham Quay. It's a wonderful LEED building. It's just kitted out to the highest standard. We're very, very lucky. So I think for us, the kind of facilities side of things, we're very lucky. We have showers. We have we have covered car bike parking. It's all secure. So we're very lucky in that respect. I suppose for us, the big things that we can work on in the next 3 years are around communications and engagement, and I suppose just getting out and about together, be it, you know, ourselves as tenants in Bonham Quay, or you know, with the rest of the community. And for example, you know, it's National Bike Week coming up, and we're all very excited about that. So it's about encouraging our team to take part in some of the lovely family-friendly activities. So I suppose that's for us. It's around those kinds of things that we're doing, engagement and that kind of stuff.
Because a big part of it would be changing people's behaviours and to incentivise them actually getting the bike out.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's lovely at the moment. It's turning into a lovely May, and it's dry, and you know, the mornings are nice and bright, and the evenings. So yeah, we're very much hoping that people might consider walking and cycling where they can. And obviously, for example, in Genesis, we would offer benefit in kinds such as the bike to work scheme and the public transport tax saver tickets. So all of those kinds of things, and I suppose profiling people, you know, staff that are coming to work on bikes and stuff like that, and celebrating it. Yeah,
you've got this Gold Star Award. Are you looking to continue improving, or what areas are you tackling next?
Well, I think honestly, I'd love to. It'd be just brilliant. I'm sure Michael would agree with me. Just to grow a cluster in Galway, and a cluster of businesses that would, you know, each have different kinds of cases where we can work together and learn from each other, and also, you know, tie in with maybe other business development agencies. For example, the Galway Chamber, and also obviously the Galway City Council are doing fantastic work. The active travel teams and the environmental teams. So I suppose for us, it's very much, you know, again, spotlighting with the other businesses and growing that cluster and making Galway, you know, like, I suppose, a leader for this particular initiative, and, you know, again, all things active travel.
Mm. Because, Michael, this is all to do with reducing our emissions here, and it's part of a wider European and governmental policy.
Yeah, Darren, it's really key that that, you know, employers get the opportunity to look at ways to reduce their emissions. And in one of the more difficult areas for, let's say, emission calculation is really in scope 3, because they're divided in scope 1, 2 and 3, and how employees commute to the workplace sits in scope 3. So it is important that employers have an opportunity to work on in that area to assist employees to commute to the workplace, be it by bicycle or by walking or jogging. But the one thing with the psycho-friendly employer certification, it also sits in the Irish government's national sustainable mobility policy. So it sits in there as an action. So not only is it a European initiative, but it's an Irish government's policy as well. So it is important. And what we are finding, I think when I started off the initiative in Ireland as the lead, I found a lot of employers, their first reaction was, God, we never knew that there was a European standard for a cycle-friendly workplace. And then the second reaction is really, yeah, perfect. This is what we need. You know, if we're going to do an initiative like this to get employees to commute to the workplace by bicycle, then we do need assistance. We don't need to do a solo run on it. If there is a European initiative in there that's tried and tested, well, let's use it. And employers are used to working through frameworks, whether it's through their own standards or, you know, financial regulation. And we're just the same. The framework we have is simple, it's transparent, it's easy to navigate. And then the other beauty about it is we work with employers to give them direction and also to assist in sort of future-proofing where, you know, that workplace will look like in, as Justine said, you know, how to reach carbon neutral in 2030. What's going to be the journey there? And what's that workplace going to look like?
If people want to get involved and find out more information, where's the best place of doing that?
Yeah, it's all online. It's cycle friendly employer Ireland. They can go online there. They can see the evaluation. They can see the format. They can see the process, and then they can email us, and we can take from there.
Brilliant. Well, Michael O'Boyle of Cycle Friendly Employer Ireland, and also Justine Delaney of Genesis. Thank you both for joining us on Ours to Protect. That's all from this week's edition of Ours to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30 for more environmental programming.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.